Good morning. It's time now for our K-State Research and Extension Report. And joining us today is Ryan Schaub, Frontier Extension District Crop Production and Farm Management Agent. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning, Gary.
I know that the farmers and the ranchers, they all deal with lots of different brush types. You're going to talk about a couple of the bad ones today, I think.
Yeah, we're going to talk about two of them. So rough leaf dogwood and smooth sumac. Both of them are actually native to Kansas, but that doesn't mean that they're enjoyable to have if we're talking a pasture setting. Rough leaf dogwood kind of surprises me. It can reach a maximum height of 15 feet. We typically don't see it get quite that tall, but it's that shrub that produces clusters of white flowers in late May or early June. If you're driving down the road, you can find this in fence rows along the edge of some woody areas. Later on in the year, it does produce some white fruits, but I'm talking September or October-ish time period. Smooth sumac, on the other hand, will only get to 5 to 7 feet tall. And it's got a different leaf structure, so they call it bilaterally compound, meaning instead of just one individual leaf, it's a leaflet. And those leaves, if you notice in the fall, will turn a red color. It's like a really bright red color. So they're actually kind of pretty, but again, not something that we necessarily want out in our pastures. Rocky areas for smooth sumac, like shallow soils, maybe some disturbed areas. Fence rows, again, could be an area just because birds will pick up those seeds and drop them there. So now let's talk a little bit of control. Rough leaf dogwood is very rarely grazed by cattle. So if we had sheep or goats, something that browses a little bit more, they will do a decent job just defoliating it maybe, but it probably not enough to really control rough leaf dogwood. Rough leaf dogwood is probably coming in to our pasture settings, especially our native pasture settings, because of a lack of fire. Pastures that are burned frequently, like in the Flint Hills, they don't have much of a rough leaf dogwood problem. It's those areas that just don't get burned. So the Konza Prairie near Manhattan did a study, and it said that if you only burned your pastures once every 4 years, rough leaf dogwood increased drastically. Once we get rough leaf dogwood, it's very difficult to remove with fire alone. The plants leaf out after our burning season, so we're not really doing a whole lot of damage then unless we're burning super late, and then we're going to lose some production. We're burning some of that new grass up then at that point too. Probably leaves us to herbicides. We can use triclochlor, we can use picloram, dicamba, alone or in combination, and we want to do that between flowering and seed production. So think middle of June through the beginning of July, and as long as we continue to get a little bit of moisture, we can probably do a pretty good job of controlling it. Well, can't do a great job of controlling it, because even with these herbicides, what we've seen is they defoliate, but it doesn't actually kill but 25% of the plants that we spray. So if we got a big patch of it, it's very difficult to control. So a single application, I'm just telling you, probably not going to get rough leaf dogwood, but if we spray it, it can defoliate it. Maybe that allows some of that grass to come back in. So another reason why fire alone doesn't do a great job is these plants will shade out that forage underneath, and basically fire won't go there and kill the plants or help us. So by a single application, we can get some forage back under there. Maybe that would carry a fire and help clean those up. I will say, if you're in a situation where you can use aerial applications, make sure you're using a minimum of 3 gallons per the acre of solution or water. We want to make sure we're getting really good coverage on these plants. Now we'll go back to smooth sumac. Super easy to control. Smooth sumac is easiest woody plants to control, and we can do it with 2 or 3 pints of 2,4-D per acre. So if you have a big patch of it, we can do a really good job of controlling it. If you have some draws or real rocky areas, fire, again, probably not going to be the most beneficial to us. These plants, well, again, we'll just shade that out so there is no forage there. So it's just kind of a challenge, but we're super easy to control with a herbicide. There are a couple of other soil-applied materials, so they're like a dry herbicide. Spike 20P and Pronone Power Pellets can provide control of rough leaf dogwood and smooth sumac. Just follow the label. These are very beneficial if we're close to town and we have some rough leaf dogwood. Maybe the neighbor's got a garden, or maybe you even have a garden and you're worried about a drift. You can kind of sprinkle them at the base of the plant. We want to make sure we have some soil moisture and that we're going to get a rain in 2 or 3 weeks to really activate those and take those into the ground. On the flip side of that, I'll also say, if it's on a hill, be careful, because these products, as the water comes, it's going to wash that down the hill a little bit. So too much of it will actually kill the grass as well. We've been using in-season burns for Cerisa lespidiza control. They're looking at, will these in-season burns or these summer burns do us any good on rough-leaf dogwood and smooth sumac? They tell us the burns don't do any good in the early spring because we're burning in April, but they're not leafed out yet. But now they're actively growing and leafing out. If we're burning in August, will they provide us a little bit more control? And that information's not quite there yet. We're still digging in on that. It's just one of those things we just don't have all the answers to just yet. But anyways, if you guys have any questions, just give me a call at the office at 785-448-6826.
All right, Ryan, thanks a lot. Coming up on Monday morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Director and Family and Community Wellness Agent Rebecca McFarland.